Oh, go ahead. Quarterback's getting the signal in from the coach on the sideline.
Petrowski will operate from the shotgun. Bennett Lewis will flank him and get the football on the handoff. And Lewis will be stacked up at the 40-yard line, a pickup of about a yard. So third down and three coming up.
I wanted to throw in, too, at halftime. I did a little searching around. Western Michigan leading Central Michigan in the third quarter, 15-10.
Wow.
Nicely done.
Close one there. And that's up in
Mount Pleasant.
At Central. Three receivers again to the right, one to the left. Buchowski back to throw, looking over the middle. Pass is completed to number eight, Ryan Sting, and it's another first down. You could see Sting just come wide open across the middle. Tyler Peruski in on the stop for Ubley. That'll move the chains again for Nouvell.
Ubley in that zone defense. They're just trying to pick apart and find the seam in the zone.
First and 10 for Nouvell. Ball sitting at the Bearcat 26-yard line. Buchowski from the shotgun back to throw. Looking, the pass will be overthrown, but a penalty marker on the far side over there. And I'm not sure if we're going to call that interference.
Either interference or defensive holding, possibly.
Because the Bearcat defender did go down.
Well, it looked almost like the Nouvell guy ran over the Ubley defender.
Holding against Ubley. So Jason wins out.
Yep.
What's my prize?
A half a Gatorade. How's that sound?
I'd rather have a hot chocolate right now.
Or a roll of duct tape. Take your pick. First down for Nouvell on the penalty here.
Well, let's see if Ubley has an answer now. Nouvell going right down the field. Relying heavily on the pass. I think they've tried to run it twice in this.
Due for an interception here, Coach.
I like it.
We haven't seen one yet tonight, but they're due. The handoff will go right up the middle. Bennett Lewis taken down near the 15-yard line. It's a pickup of two. Second down and eight coming up. Three receivers again split wide to the right, one to the left. As Buchowski waits for the play call to come in from the sideline. Second down and eight. Handoff goes straight up the middle. Bennett Lewis taken down near the 10-yard line, short of the first down by a couple of yards. He'll actually spot it down at the 9-yard line. Third down and a long two coming up for Nouvell. Now some wholesale changes here. like a line change in hockey.
I think Nouvell going to their first huddle of the second half here.
And now they'll run from the I formation as Buchowski will come up under center, hand it off. It's a first down for Nouvell inside the five near the four. First and goal for Nouvell coming up. 7:57 to play here in the third quarter.
I don't know if Nouvell's coach put some rocket fuel in the Gatorade, but these guys have come out fired up and ready to go. There's no doubt about that. They're here to play football.
First and goal. They'll spot it at the 4-yard line. Everybody comes up to the line of scrimmage here. And the official signals the ball ready for play. They'll hand it off. Looks like Bennett Lewis, the ball carrier. Lewis stacked up at the three. Forward progress will give him the 1-yard line, so it'll be second and goal from the one.
And this is usually the situation here. They go with that triple stack and third man through, usually that Bennett Lewis. We'll see if that's the case here on second and goal.
They'll spot it at the 2-yard line, so it's second and goal from the two.
Ubley set in the six-man front here.
Buchowski will hand it off. Bennett Lewis into the end zone. Touchdown, Nouvell. So just like that, Nouvell comes out and runs almost 5 minutes off the clock and gets right back into this football game, only trailing by a touchdown, 28-20.
Bennett Lewis with his third touchdown run of the evening.
Nick Hammes will come in to kick the extra point. It's a good snap. The ball is down. The kick is on the way. And it is good. 28-21 with 7:11 to play here in the third quarter. Bearcats with the lead. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb cellular. I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love thumb cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any needs you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G home hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Welcome back to Herb Field. 7:11 to play here in the third quarter. The Bearcats with a 28-21 lead. Here is Tyler Peruski on the return for the Bearcats up over the 35 to about the 40-yard line. First and 10 for the Bearcats. 7:07 to go here, third quarter. And a one-touchdown lead. 28-21.
Well, let's see how the offense responds here of Ubley.
That last scoring drive by the Panthers, 11 plays, 64 yards. Bennett's third touchdown run of the night, this one from 2 yards out.
Ubley set in their full tee.
Austin Drake up under center. He'll just hand it off, and it's going to be Tyler Peruski. The ball carrier ball is loose, and Nouvelle says they have it, and they do. So the Bearcats turn it over in their first possession of the second half. They'll turn it over at the 38-yard line. So Nouvelle in business here after just scoring the touchdown, looking to tie this one up.
Peruski running hard, trying to get those extra yards. Somebody came up to him and just laid a helmet on him and fumbled the ball.
Well, we'll see if the Bearcat defense can respond here. Just under 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Three receivers split to the left, one to the right. Zuchowski will operate from the shotgun once again. Back to throw, looking right over the middle. The pass is broken up and intercepted, or no? I believe it fell incomplete.
Nice hard hit, though. That'll make him think twice about running straight up the field.
Tyler Peruski, who else with a big hit on that play? Wow.
The ball was batted up into the air, and one of the Bearcat defenders almost...
I thought Jason Coffin was going to come down. It looked like he had his hands out. Update from that Deckerville, basically All Saints game. Deckerville leading at the end of the third quarter, 21-0.
Ubley set up in a 4-2 defense. It looks like they're in a zone coverage here.
Three receivers again out to the left, one to the right. Buchowski rolls out to the left now, looking downfield. Has a man wide open, but well overthrown. It was
nicely covered.
Intended for Ryan Sting, incomplete.
Flag on the play. Looks like about where the holding would occur.
Good pressure by Ubley, too. Jason Kaufman getting after the quarterback there.
Yep, ineligible receiver.
That's the second time tonight that's happened.
Referee's doing a good job. You have to give them the props for that as well.
That's a penalty you don't really see called a whole lot, but now that it's been called twice, I think both teams are aware that that is something that the officials are looking at. And both the coaches are going to have to let their players know that that is something that is being called tonight.
So third down for Nouvelle, third and 10, 6:45 to play, third quarter, 28-21. The Bearcats with the lead. Nouvelle looking to make Ubley pay on the fumble. Buchowski will operate again from the shotgun, flanked by Bennett Lewis. three receivers to the left, one to the right.